If you can't afford the overseas holiday, there is always books. Karen McMillan is an author and director of New Zealand Book Lovers and has three wonderful books to read that will transport readers to Italy, Spain and Croatia respectively. Hey there, Karen.
Hello.
What's NZ Book Lovers?
That's a website for anybody who loves books. So go there for the latest reviews, interviews, competitions.
So what do these books have in common?
Right, they've all got a wonderful sense of place. So when you read them, you feel like you're actually walking the cobbled streets alongside the characters, which I love.
Yeah.
They've also got a sense of history and culture with each respective country as well.
So if you listen to Karen and you like the sound of this, you can head to our website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie, and we've also got images of the covers there, so they'll be easy to spot. Tell me about A Dream of Italy.
So this is Nikki Pellegrino's latest novel. So she's written 11 novels. So she's really inspired by her Italian heritage. So that really comes through in her writing. And this latest book, it's a feel-good read, and it's about delicious food, then friendship and love. And it transports you to a small hilltop town in southern Italy. So I found the premise of the novel really amazing as well.
So what happens?
Well, actually, I had to do a writer on that. You'll only find it amazing if you like home renovation.
Right.
So the mayor of Montanello, he comes up with this plan to rejuvenate their quiet town. So he decides to advertise four of the homes for sale for €1 only. So what a bargain. But of course, there's a catch. People have to do major renovations in each of these homes, and they've got to commit to staying 3 years in this Italian town. But it's not long before the mayor's inundated with people applying.
And so who gets to buy them?
So we've got Elise from London. She's in her 20s and she's desperate to get onto the property ladder. So she sees this as the way to do this. We've also got Mimi, who's recently divorced and she's wanting a fresh start. We've got Edward and Gino from Australia. So they're going a long way, but they're at a crossroads in their relationship. So they need to make or break, really. And I can't tell you about the fourth person because it's too integral to the plot. Okay. So you've got to read the book.
All right. Sounds pretty lovely setup for a novelist anyway.
Yeah, it's very idyllic. But of course, straight away, there's nothing goes to plan, basically. There's misunderstandings, there's disagreements. I mean, think about those home renovation shows you see. It's like that on steroids, really.
Right.
So the mayor actually despairs that his plan's ever going to work out, you know, rebuilding his town with new blood.
A lot of people will know this, but Nikki Pellegrino, a New Zealand author.
She's a New Zealand author, yeah, she is. And I've got to say, this is the perfect escapist read. So really, if you like food, beautiful scenery, home renovations, this is the great book to read. And it's a really easy read. And I think don't be fooled by that, because Nikki's a very accomplished novelist, so she takes all the work out of it for the reader, but there's a lot of technique in this book.
Have you spent much time in Italy?
I have, just a little bit, northern Italy. How about you?
I have in southern Italy, and I loved it. Did it take you back there? Did you feel like you were in Italy?
I did, and I think that's why I love the premise of the book so much. Like, wow, imagine if you lived there, you know, €1, you've got your home, you're renovating it, you're eating the food. That's what I loved about it.
Okay, and it's her latest, Nikki Pellegrino's A Dream of Italy. What's next?
Right, the next up we've got is The Spanish Promise by Karen Swan. So she's a UK novelist with 15 novels to her name. And this book transports you to Madrid in Spain and also takes you into the past of the Spanish Civil War.
Okay, and what happens?
So the modern part of the story centres around a character called Charlotte. So she's a wealth counsellor, and you're going to be saying to me, what is that? So she's a person that deals with people that have come into a lot of money about the emotional effects of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, gosh,
so I wish I had Nick for a wealth counsellor, yeah. Wouldn't that be good?
Wouldn't that be great? I would think, what's the emotional effects? Give me the money.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's
Good idea for a character, actually.
It is, isn't it? So she's called to Madrid to get to the bottom of this unusual case. So one of Spain's richest old men is dying of an illness, but the family's shocked to discover that he's planning to give away most of his fortune to this young woman they've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine their reaction to that. So Charlotte tracks down the young woman, her name's Marina, but she denies knowing anything about this man or his fortune. So Charlotte has to go digging a little bit further into the family history to find out what's going on, because clearly there must be a reason he's wanting to give this money away.
That sounds really, again, a great setup for a book. Did you say there was a historical part as well?
Yes, there is. So the other half of the novel takes you, and it goes back and forth between past and present, but takes you into the Spanish Civil War. And Charlotte discovers this family that were just terribly brutally divided by that conflict, and also this love affair that ended really tragically. So I actually enjoyed the historical part the most. Even though I've got to say, it's not like reading the Spanish Civil War. I hadn't known much about it before I read this book, but some of it's really brutal.
Yeah.
So, like, you read about people being herded into a bull ring and just being shot without mercy. You know, that's pretty hard to read. Do you read about, have you been to Ronda?
Have I been to Ronda?
Yeah, in Spain.
No.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Is that a place?
It's a place. It's a place. I've actually been there. And it's got this massive bridge over this huge ravine. But of course, you look at it a little bit differently when you read this book and you discover that they used to grab people in the middle of the night and throw them off the bridge.
Yeah. Are they related, the two, the historical part and the modern part?
You find out they are related via the dying old man who's in a coma. So that's why it's a mystery of what's going on.
So you love the book?
Yeah, I did. I really did. So I like the light and shade in it. I think it's hard for novelists to do that. I think if it was all about the Spanish Civil War, it would be a little bit overwhelming to read. But the modern story is much lighter.
Yeah, they sort of trick you into a bit of a history lesson.
Which I love those books that trick you into a history lesson. They're the best ones, I think.
Okay, that's Karen Swan, and it's called The Spanish Promise. And the other book you're going to tell us about is...
Dubrovnik, My Love by Suzanne Brooks Pensivic. Mm-hmm. So Suzanne is a New Zealand author and artist. Then this book is mainly set in Dubrovnik and Croatia. So again, you feel like you're just walking this beautiful location with your characters. But this book is not about the beauty. There's a dark underbelly.
Okay, tell me about that.
So it's based on a true story of your husband, actually, who grew up in Croatia. So to give you some context, after the Second World War, Croatia was run by Tito as a communist regime. So Gaspar at that stage was a young man in his prime, and he really didn't like the corruption or the personal persecution. So he really desperately wanted to go across the Adriatic to the west. So to have a new life. So he actually risked everything to escape. But his escape plans keep getting thwarted at every turn, and he kept getting thrown into prison.
So you say it's a true story?
Yeah, true story.
Okay. Did he make it out of prison?
Yeah, eventually. And he almost drowned, actually, with his friends off the coast of Italy, but finally made it to Italy. But of course, being a refugee in any country, it's not a bed of roses, is it? So he was very frustrated by the constrictions in his life. And he's also really worried about the Yugoslav special agents who, they were still dangerous to him. So eventually he was got a passage to Australia. But even then, he was still targeted by these secret agents.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty gripping when you read all this. I was on the edge of my seat. And then he finally comes to New Zealand and hoping for a better life.
How did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I think for me, I think Suzanne's done a superb job of fictionalising a real-life story. And it's really a story of survival. Like, against the odds, he survived. I discovered that, more than a million people fled during the regime. But more than a million people, and I didn't know this, they died during the regime. So he was definitely one of the lucky ones. And I really love the historical fact and detail. You know, there's a great sense of place. There's, like I said, you're eating on that, the palpable tension when you're reading some of it, and a little bit of romance.
Okay.
So enjoyable and illuminating. I've learnt a lot about the history.
And it's called Dubrovnik, My Love by Suzanne Brooks Pensivic.
You said that way better than I did.
I took a guess, but if you say it with confidence, people don't notice. you can see all three books on our website if you want to look them up. They sound great. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen McKenzie from NZ Book Lovers, and she was in for our weekly Tuesday Books slots.